There are still large parts of New Orleans that are all but uninhabited, and less than half the people who once called the city home have returned. In the months following Katrina, there was concern that the cultural heritage of New Orleans might have been irreparably damaged. But many musicians have returned, including 21-year-old Troy Andrews, who's known here and around the world as Trombone Shorty.
Jazz was started here, and it's just in some of the musicians' blood. And everything I like to say about New Orleans, that the musicians here are completely honest. And you know, I don't know any other place in the world that you can go to hear jazz where people come to dance.
Bass player Michael Ballard says the essence of the music created here is found in every performance in which players alter and add to the sound as they play.
You solo and you improvise and you play on top of intelligent type of material, but it's also with whatever you can make up on the spot, whatever you can say or whatever you can do or sing. It's just, that's what jazz is what you can mix into the melting pot.
Jazz Fest organizer Don Marshall says music and musicians are playing an important role in the recovery of New Orleans.
So many of our musicians were displaced right after Katrina, and they were welcomed by people from around the world, cities and individuals, organizations. While we have struggled to keep the message alive about New Orleans and its importance in rebuilding, our musicians have really carried the message worldwide.
Marshall says Jazz Fest nurtures talents like Trombone Shorty, who began playing in his Treme neighborhood near the French Quarter when he was only 4 years old. When he played at Jazz Fest, it brought him to a wider audience. Marshall says proceeds from Jazz Fest are supporting a number of local projects that will help musicians stay here. These include a school program for aspiring musicians and a housing project called Musicians Village. Troy Andrews' current group is called Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. The ensemble plays a rich mixture of styles that are hard to label. He says this mixing of music in a creative stew is the New Orleans tradition most worth saving.
In New Orleans, we have a gumbo of music. You know, you can walk down the street, catch the Neville Brothers. You can walk three blocks away and catch the Rebirth. And, you know, just by us having all those different forms of music here, it gives us a good avenue to be able to understand different types of music and just be involved in the music scene, period. So, but jazz is my background, but like you can see with this band, we're more rock and roll funk with a little bit jazz in it, and that's what we are.
Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue played at this year's Jazz Fest and are also playing in various clubs in New Orleans this month. Greg Flakus, VOA News, New Orleans.